Well, good evening to you all. This is Pastor Joe, and you are probably wondering, what in the world is Pastor Joe doing? Well, I am recording this message in Baltimore, and so I apologize for my ball cap and my sweatshirt and all that, but I had to record it before we left to come back home. And so that is why that I am in a Sunday school room here in Baltimore at Middle River Baptist Church. We once again, I thank God for allowing us to stay here, and so we just praise the Lord for that. I want to go to a very familiar passage of Scripture tonight in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. The title of our message tonight is this: who are you impacting? Or the question that we may ask is, how am I impacting individuals? How am I impacting individuals? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. This has been a very important question in my life as of right now. There have been many individuals that have impacted my life and my walk with the Lord. One of the things that I have been thinking about through going through our series of I Love My Church is the people that have impacted me at Pleasant Hill. And there have been many people that have impacted me. You know, when I think about my own life, not only people at Pleasant Hill, but I think about, obviously, my mom and my dad. I think about my grandpas, who were great men of God. Obviously, I am a third-generation pastor. I think about my grandpa Wood, who preached the Word of God and taught me greatly about the Word of God. He taught me how to pray. He taught me how to spend time alone with the Lord. And then I think about my other grandpa, who was a chairman of deacons in his church. And and he taught me how to have a life of service. And so he impacted me greatly. I think about my youth pastors, such as Marty Nixon and Roger Cook. I think about friends that were older than I, but took me under their wings, like Adam Walker. I think about our pastor, Danny. I think about a couple of teachers from my elementary and high school. Miss Simmons, who was my kindergarten and first grade teacher, impacted my life greatly, and she continues to. Mr. Cook, who was my biology and chemistry teacher, was a great impact on my life while we were in high school. And there are many others that have impacted my life, and due to time, I'm not going to speak about those, but those are just some of the individuals that have impacted my life. And, you know, all these individuals, even though they were not the Holy Spirit, they invested in me and took the time to show me the importance of the Word of God and displayed to me the need that I had following Christ with my heart, mind, and soul. And so my question to you is, could you say that you have impacted others? It's not all up to the pastor to teach everything, or even the Sunday school teacher. You know, I am a firm believer. If God brings someone into your life, He did it for a purpose. And so we should see that purpose and figure out how we can help them grow in their walk with the Lord. And so, as we look back at our passage tonight, I see first the beginning of the unfeigned faith. The beginning of the unfeigned faith. It says here, Paul says to Timothy, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois." I want to ask a question. How many of you are grandparents? The reason that I believe the Lord led me to this passage is because of so many that come on to our church, our grandparents. You know, the beginning of young Timothy's unfeigned faith, or you could also use the word sincere faith, here goes all the way back to his grandmother, Lois. Now, according to everything that I could find, this is the only time that Lois and Eunice are mentioned in the Word of God. It is not mentioned or anything like that whether or not she was Eunice's mother or mother-in-law. And though in those days, there were many families that would stay together, and so they could have all been living together. Timothy could have already lost his father, thus, which would explain better the very reason why she was staying with them and teaching young Timothy through the truths of God's Word. The point that I would like for you to all see tonight is this. There has to be a basis for everything, or more importantly, there has to be a foundation for everything to stand upon. The Bible teaches us that our foundation cannot be on any other thing besides Jesus Christ. If it is on any other thing, then you will falter. Lois was the foundation of the faith for Timothy. No, she wasn't the only reason that he had such faith. She wasn't the only reason why he was so devoted to Christ, but she was a start. I'm sure she not only helped Timothy, but she also helped Eunice. For everything, there has to be a start. And I'm sure Eunice had someone that helped her along the way. But she didn't stop the streak. She didn't stop the momentum. She kept on impacting her kids, her grandkids, and I'm sure many more. Have you ever heard the saying that we're all in this together? Certainly we are. It takes everyone doing their part to grow not only the home, the community, and the nation. You know, I coach basketball. And one thing that we preach to them is about giving a team effort. See, if one person don't do their job, then the team will falter. We preach to them all the time, if one person is not playing defense, then there will only be four playing defense, and the team will likely score. It's like that in how we conduct ourselves with the gospel. If we drop the ball in our homes, how do we expect them to pick up the mantle and continue on doing that in generations to come? Lois didn't drop the ball, but she picked up the mantle that had been presented to her before, and now because of it, she was able to see not only Eunice and Timothy continue in their faith. Paul was so confident in them that he said, "I know you are individuals of prayer. I know you are women of God." That's the impact that one grandmother had. And so, not only do I see the beginning of the unfeigned faith, secondly, I see the continued basis of unfeigned faith. It says in verse 5, "Which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice." Now, I would like to go back to Acts chapter 16, verse 1. And the Bible says, "Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus," which is Timothy, "the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was a Greek." Now, her name is not written here, but we do know that Paul was giving a brief description of who Timothy's parents were. Eunice was a Jewish believer who was married to a Greek. And that's all that we know about Eunice, besides she was Timothy's mother. However, as Timothy's mother and the foundation that was set for him, we know that she was a devout mother. More importantly, she was a devout follower of Christ, which speaks volumes of her. There are some things that a mother can show the love of Christ that no other person can. There's always a special bond between a mom and her child. No matter if it's a boy or girl, there is a special love there because of everything that has taken place. So because of the foundation that she had been given through not only Lois and others, she continued that faith in her son, Timothy. She taught him right from wrong. She taught him how the importance of Jesus Christ in one's life. She was one of the instruments that led Timothy down the road that he went. Paul knew that he could count on Timothy because of how much love that he had in Christ. It was that foundation that was before him that brought him to the place in his life that he was devout. Now, some of you may ask, what if I invest in my child, grandchild, or fellow family member or neighbor, but it does no good? You know, that is not us to decide what happens. We are to just to do our part, because you never know what may come from their raising. Just like the prodigal son, I'm sure his parents thought, where did we go wrong? Why is this happening to us? But he didn't fall completely away from his raising. He did come back home. See, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. See, his mother, Timothy, and grandmother were staunch believers who were faithful to God's word every day of their lives. This was and still is the key in the family, faithfulness to God's word every day. Paul referenced how long they had been teaching the scriptures in 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. So I have seen, first, the beginning of the unfeigned faith. Secondly, I have seen the continued basis of the unfeigned faith. And then finally, I want you to see Paul's confidence in the unfeigned faith. It says in 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Paul was convinced that because of the testimony and the investment that Timothy's grandmother and mother had put in, he believed that his faith in Christ was more genuine now than ever. Timothy lived his life walking with the Lord on a day-to-day basis and striving to be more like him every day. Timothy went on to be one of the most devout Christians in the New Testament, and the reason why he did was because of the background that he had. You know, I often think you never know who you might encounter around the corner. Your grandson, granddaughter, neighbor, son or daughter may be the next person to start a great revival. You never know how God is going to use someone in your home, neighborhood, Sunday school class, or anything like that. You just have to do your job and do what God has called you to do and allow Him to do the rest. In conclusion, I want to ask you a question. How many of us can say that we have impacted someone's life with the gospel? I wonder how our kids, grandkids, and others would consider what we have been doing in the last year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years to be successful toward the gospel message. I wonder how many of our kids truly are on the right path because of ourselves. How many of our kids have seen the real attitude that we have toward the church and toward the Bible and toward Jesus Christ? How many of our kids have seen our attitude toward eating out and praying before meals and reading the Word of God? How many of our kids have seen us doing that? Or how many of our kids have seen a worldly person living in their lives? As preachers outline in the sermon, Bible states concerning this passage, what a glorious testimony, yet an awesome responsibility. Parents must be godly, possessing the strongest of faith, a faith that is genuine and true, real and sincere, parents must trust the Lord Jesus Christ and rear their children to trust Christ. They must root their children in the Scripture so that they will know how to walk in Christ day by day. In conclusion, I want to share a passage of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." God has given you children. God has given you grandchildren. And God gave them for a purpose. And the purpose is that you be like Lois and you be like Eunice. And one day, a great man could come by and say, like Paul said to Timothy, "I am persuaded that the unfeigned faith is in thee was because of your grandma Lois and your mother Eunice." Could they say that about you? And so that is my question tonight. How are you impacting the next generation? May God bless you, is my prayer.